It's storytelling. It's not reporting. It's storytelling.
Jim Farley is no shrinking violet. He's a radio man. He knows his craft. And as WTOP anchor Sean Anderson describes it, he came to WTOP guns blazing.
Day one, spring of 1996, and Jim Farley arrives in the newsroom. He called a big meeting, mandatory meeting, and everybody shows up. And this is a talented but demoralized group. TOP is on the floor of the ratings. And Jim, in the middle of the newsroom, just comes out and says, "We are going to win. That's what we're going to do. We are going to win."
One of the ways he did that was by changing the way people thought of WTOP. Neil Augenstein explains.
I was really blown away when Jim came up with the phrase, "Your favorite radio station doesn't play songs." He'd gone through the research and realized that everyone listened to WTOP, but people who were filling out the rating books didn't write down that because they thought that people were talking about music stations.
Another way he reached listeners was by naming the studio the Glass Enclosed Nerve Center.
It was actually Bob Marburg who came up, who referred to it as the Glass Enclosed Nerve Center, which was tongue-in-cheek. I thought, well, why not? It gets people to remember us. So we started saying, every hour, live from the Glass Enclosed Nerve Center. And sure enough, people remembered us.
When the ratings methodology changed from measuring by Arbitron listener logs to meters, he thought to do away with the name, but the staff demanded it stay.
And so when we rebuilt the newsroom, we made sure it was glass enclosed on four sides. And it is the Glass Enclosed Nerve Center. And although it sounded, you know, kind of silly when we first did it, it stuck.
What has also stuck is the team he built, many of them lifelong TOPers for a good reason. They're left with a few Jimisms, as we call them. WTOP anchor Bruce Allen has one.
I think my favorite Jimism, and he told us this right after he got here, if you're going to get in trouble for something, get in trouble for doing something, not for not doing something.
Here are a few more.
Let's go out and make news.
Connect the dots.
Always trust your gut.
A newsroom on a sugar buzz is a beautiful thing.
So, what's next?
I'm not going to know what to do with myself for a while. I mean, for 17 years, this has been a marathon. To me, it's not a job, it's a cause.
And with our boss, Jim Farley, heading into retirement, it won't be the same.
The consulting will keep my hand in it, and I'm sure I'm going to find other things to do. I mean, I've always had other things I've thought I'd like to do. I'd like to be a Zamboni driver or a freelance shepherd. You know, things I haven't tried.
And with that, we wish him good luck. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.